Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The nation and the empire set to do battle once again. First round was in the Bronx at the mausoleum that is Yankee Stadium 2.0. Now we're back on our ground. Friendly Fenway Park for a 7:10 first pitch tonight. Ryan Yarbrough against the big pig himself, Garrett Crochet, the ace of the Boston Red Sox. Hi, everybody. WEEI Afternoons coming at you. Andy Hart on vacation. Ted Johnson, an extended Father's Day weekend. Hope those boys are relaxing and enjoy themselves. Right now, as Adam Jones like to say, yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got ball game. Yeah, I got Mego. That's right. The three of us are here with you until 6 o'clock, at which point we throw it on over and pass the baton to Christian Arcan.
I don't know, you guys, I will see what I can do tonight. I don't know, really, that goes horribly.
He'll have his five-minute show followed by the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, 7:10 first pitch. Guys, I'm pumped. It's been a great week to be a Sox fan. Two series wins in a row, even though they're only 6-4 over their last 10. You're playing the Yankees tonight. You took 2 out of 3 from Tampa, 2 out of 3 over the weekend, last weekend from the Yankees as well. Walker Buehler got his stuff together, obviously. Hunter Dobbins, he hates the Yankees. He's obviously the godson of Andy Pettit. His dad's telling tales to get people fired up. The youth movement is underway. Roman Anthony's up. His sister is the belle of the Boston ball right now. Everybody's named freaking Anthony. We're fired up like there's some juice back in the season. And we're so excited that we're going to sit Jaron Duran and Marcelo Meyer tonight.
I personally loved it how Sam Kennedy went on Nesson talking to Tom Caron, the friendliest broadcast he could be on.
Of course.
And said, don't you love seeing Rafael Devers take grounders before these games? That guy's ready to go whenever we need him.
Mm-hmm. How much more?
Like we haven't needed him yet.
How much more could he have muddied the waters?
Don't you love that? And then Craig Breslow goes on the Greg Hill show and basically says, I don't know what that was about. To paraphrase, I don't know what that was about. Like trying to come up with new ways to say no comment to every question revolving around Rafael Devers. And by the way, can we stop with the videos, respectfully, of Devers taking grounders at shortstop? He's goofing around, guys. He's playing around before the game. Like, that's how much of a goof this is.
Do you think
he knows
shoving
he's
it
never
in their
playing
face?
Defense again? So he's taking freaking grounders at shortstop. Like, that is nothing. That couldn't be more of nothing. Sorry, I'm getting screechy like Tom Brady.
No, Mego's literally jumping up and down. The people that
I've
are out.
I've had too much caffeine.
Haven't had enough. People that are lined up outside of our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where we're broadcasting from today. By the way, thank you very much to our friends at Ford. It's brought to you by the New England Ford dealers and our F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Thank you, Ford. Built Ford tough.
He knows what he's doing, right? By taking ground balls at shortstop with everybody's camera.
If you think Rafael Devers is going back to the field and playing defense, you are an idiot and you deserve to be disappointed.
Bang.
Wow, how about that? So you're in on the fact that he's doing this as a troll job?
Yes. I think have he's you trolling have you
been
everyone.
Have you been? I wasn't quite expecting to have to navigate the shark-infested waters of Rafael Devers on this particular afternoon. But are you massively disappointed by his attitude and his efforts, somewhat disappointed? Or are you like Andy Hart, who now all of a sudden believes that there's such dysfunction and such communication issues internally with the Boston Red Sox between general manager, manager, ownership, etc., that now he's almost becoming a Devers sympathist?
I believe that no matter how dysfunctional the organization that you're a part of is, you should carry yourself with dignity. And I don't think that the comments that he made publicly on multiple occasions, including calling out his boss's boss, are demonstrating that. And so
this is awkward.
Yeah. I think it's really hard to be sympathetic to Rafael Devers, even if they went so far as to tell him one thing in the offseason and do the complete opposite with Alex Bregman. That's inexcusable. But at the same time, like, when you're the highest paid player on the team, you should carry yourself in a different way, in my opinion. That's what my expectation would be. He comes up short of that. And I just can't separate this one year and the occasions of it from the entirety of his career, in which every other guy from that big three that came up in 2018 is gone. And they're like begging him to be the leader in the clubhouse. And he's just not made of it. Like, he just can't do it.
So some of the new leaders on your team, of course, are the kids that have been called up. Christian Campbell, who's been here all season. We'll see if he gets sent back down to the minors when Willier Abreu comes back off of his 10-day IL stint. Could it be Roman Anthony, as Rob Bradford intimated this week on our very airwaves? That would be a nightmare-level scenario for a lot of fans, not just for Anthony, Leah Anthony, and everybody else in the Anthony family. And, of course, there's Marcelo Meyer, who is rewarded for a game in which he hits two 400-plus-foot home runs in a 4-3 win against the Tampa Rays with a seat on the bench to watch tonight's game. Here's manager Alex Cora just moments ago discussing how difficult it was to bench Meyer tonight.
Well, Torres playing third and Romy's playing first, so they're doing a good job too. most likely he'll play third tomorrow, but this is where we're at. We got 13 good position players, and we'll use the roster to our advantage.
Do you guys think that, I know Toro's hitting way above expectation, and Romy is his homie. Nobody loves Romy Gonzalez like Alex Cora loves him some Romy Gonzalez. But do you guys
maybe
think
Will Fleming?
Maybe Will Fleming. Do you guys think that those guys are playing well enough to merit playing time over the kids and the youth movement and the way Marcelo Meyer's played, Dan?
To me, it doesn't matter. I think they are playing well enough to merit playing time, but what about a month from now? And more importantly, what about a year from now?
Mm-hmm.
Where we're taking away innings and reps for these guys that are supposed to be, as we were told by the franchise, the future, the core, the leaders, as you talked about, guys who you want to be here for a very long time and hopefully be the centerpiece of the next great era of Red Sox baseball, if that ever comes, unless we're just stuck in 500 hell for the rest of time, which we may be. But if you continue to look at the short-term window and not put any value on the long-term future of these players, then you're never going to get anything out of these guys that are supposed to be your future, that are supposed to be your core. So you want to mix in a Romy Gonzalez or an Abraham Toro once or twice a week and play them against the toughest lefties every now and again. Fine, you can do that. I think that's just good management. But to pull the guy who had the best game out of your lineup out just for the sake of he's a rookie and he's a lefty, I think is extremely short-sighted.
And is that Cora making that decision, Mego? Breslow, the hive mind, or what?
Breslow said that they combine minds on it before every game and like talk through that. So I don't know how much you read into that, but to play devil's advocate there, Dan, wouldn't you say that like, or wouldn't they say they are looking long-term by slow playing the introduction of these guys into the everyday lineup? That they are thinking about these guys long-term, their development? Like, if they're going to justify it, they're saying, like, we're being very intentional with what we expose these guys to at the major league level.
Yeah, that's 100% what they're saying, and that's why Cora used the example of Rafael Devers, who is a great hitter at this point. And so I think that I understand where they say they see value with that, but my opinion of development would be let's actually see them continue to get the at-bats and get the reps. And if you think that well, they can't hit good lefties. Well, how am I going to practice that? I can't get that from a batting practice pitcher. And then you watch it for nine innings and, I don't know, get a feel for the velocity and the movement from the side of the field. This is just my own personal opinion that I don't think that's the best long-term way to let these guys figure out if they could do it at the major league level or not.
I just want to know where the justification is coming from. Like, right. I know people point
are
to it and say...
Are the splits so bad, like Yarbrough just devours lefties, or like rookies are hitting .097 against him, like Meyer was hitting basically the same in AAA against lefties or righties. So, you know, again, let him cut his teeth.
And they'll tell you the lefties in AAA are not equivalent. You know, smart minds like Lou Maloney will say, nowhere equivalent to lefties in the majors.
Yep.
The lefties will make the jump quickly from AAA up to the major leagues. So it's a totally different game, literally.
Right.
At the same time, I do think it's worth asking. So, like, what is this, the analytics? Is it math that's telling you you have to rotate these kids and you can only take the chance of having one of them face a lefty each game, and that's the development course that you should take? Or is it what you think is best for each of these kids individually? Like, I understand rotating the kids. Break down for me whether it's in the best interest of the individual players or the best interest of the team. And what's telling you that? Is it just some artificial intelligence that you've plugged in?
Right.
Honestly, because I think that there's more of that going on than a lot of people think.
It does sort of feel like a program or a bot that has had a lot of data and statistics entered into it is telling the team their greatest likely outcome of success, as opposed to what we hope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And what I've always lauded Alex Cora for, which is being able to traverse and navigate dealing with data and analytics and all the advanced research that they do versus like, I don't know, like he's swinging a hot bat right now. I just got a feel for him in this situation. Like, if you take that away from someone like Alex Cora, who does seem to have such a great natural feel for the game, then you may as well just have, you know, a computer or an AI managing this baseball team. And that sort of feels like the direction this team trends at times. I don't love it.
Well, and also I'd say I want to know about the individual basis, because as high level as all these prospects are, they're players, but were as prospects. Is Roman Anthony equivalent to Marcelo Meyer? Like, are these guys all just lumped in the same as this is the experience that they have? Like, I don't know. I would like to hear more of the reasoning behind it. They don't owe it to us. They don't owe it to anybody. They can just say we're rotating and this is the plan. But I will say, because of the way that this organization has functioned over the last several seasons, my inclination is not to just look at it and trust that the plan is something that's very well explored and well thought out and going to be executed well.
Well, we're getting to the point with now the previous prospects that have kind of aged out and just become players that you're watching, Tristan Casas on the offensive side, and maybe say like a Tanner Houck or a Brian Baio on the pitching side, where this philosophy of kind of trusting the analytics and not just going with feel and easing them in and easing them out. And, oh, he's a bullpen piece now, but now he's back in the rotation. And same thing with Casas, where you can move him all up and down the lineup. It's just, I'm sick of watching these prospects that you've hoarded for years flame out. And that's, it's more just a worry because we don't have any sample size at the major league level if they can hit or not. But whatever you've been doing is not working with the guys that you have protected and tried to polish and taken through the through your minor league system and really overvalued compared to signing veterans and trying to supplement them that way. It just hasn't been working. So I'm more of the mind of whatever you're doing still isn't working. So try something a bit different.
This does feel, to me, it feels a measure too precious. It feels like they're like, oh, well, we should get a few righties in the lineup and not expose the kids to like a lefty on a Friday night, big stage, big stakes. Like that's the like baptism by fire, trial by fire. That's the only way I think these guys are going to learn. And you may have to take a step back now or accept a loss and maybe a difficult night where they go 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts so that the next time they have to face a weekend full of Yankee lefties, that they're ready for it. This is the only way for them to learn. You know, look and watch. We could be talking tomorrow morning when you're on with Chime from 9 to 1 here on WEEI Mego. You guys may be recapping a 9-2 Red Sox win in which Toro jacks another long shot over the monster and Romy's 2-for-4 with 2 RBI and Meyer doesn't even have to pinch hit or come into the game. And we say like, oh, Cora's now starting to pull all the right strings because Anthony Family Magic has been sprinkled like Parmesan all over the Red Sox now. Great. Awesome. That could be the case. Or it could be a tight game. And, you know, you could say like, oh, Yarbrough looked like he was ready, ripe for the picking, but we sat our hottest bet.
I'm just thinking about what the Anthony family, like if they went to dinner after, how many like chicken parms there were. What were the orders?
So many. So many.
Chicken marsala, chicken piccata. I never know the difference between those chickens when I'm ordering them. I got to be completely honest. Like, obviously, you know what chicken
parm is. One involves marsala wine, the other doesn't.
There's chicken marsala.
And chicken piccata.
Chicken piccata.
That's like
there's
mostly like
one.
That's like capers and lemon and all.
There's
chicken franchise.
Oh, chicken franchise.
What's that one?
That's in the lemon family.
Yep.
They all have lemon on them. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, you sit down at a nice Italian restaurant and you're like, I don't want the chicken parm because I want something a little lighter. All the chickens have lemon on them. They all have some kind of sauce.
There's like
and I'm Italian, and yeah. I don't know the difference, and I'm just kind of like throwing a dart at these different chickens.
So I'm currently Googling chicken franchise versus chicken marsala.
What's the one that's like kind of the fry batter?
Chicken marsala one? And chicken franchise are distinct Italian-American dishes featuring pan-fried cutlets, but they differ in their sauces and preparation methods. Marsala is characterized by a rich, nutty, and slightly sweet marsala wine sauce, which often includes mushrooms. Chicken franchise, on the other hand, uses a lighter, buttery lemon wine sauce, and the chicken
like
is typically dredged in both flour.
What's the piccata?
So piccata
boring.
And franchise, according to Google, are the same thing, except that chicken piccata has to have capers, while chicken franchise does not.
There it is right there, okay?
There's your.
How did we get there from Yarbrough versus Meyer?
Great question.
That's Anthony.
That's how you know, Stiz, you want to know how you know Mego's hungry? She start. we don't have enough snacks here in the studio.
I brought the goldfish.
I know. It is the
you guys are welcome.
The snack that's
miles back. There's a freaking food desert in this
studio. It is. It's terrible. We're surrounded by a ballpark. There's literally just like sausages and hot dogs. And
there's street meat everywhere.
Street meat as far as you can see. White sauce or not. Pizza and everything else. And we're like three of us are trying to suffice off of one tiny bag of goldfish. 617-779-7937 if you want to get in on the Red Sox-Yankees conversation. We'll get into how we see the weekend playing out, make our predictions first. But let's welcome in David in the car. David, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I want to make a couple of comments about the Anthony family, but first about the analytics situation. We are so focused on analytics to run a team that it is so silly, so ridiculous, because we have a bigger issue, which is the technology needs to go to the umpires, replacing some of these umpires with technology because they don't use it enough, and a lot of games get lost, get blown because of stupid calls, you know, and that needs to change. And you can't run a team based off analytics. You can't. You got to go old school, new school, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, don't take two.
Nope, that's okay. We'll just go ahead and get rid of that. Thank you very much, though. That took a turn.
Goodness gracious.
5 o'clock hour.
I'd rather talk about piccata and franchise.
Got out of that. Yeah, let's go back to the chicken conversation.
Just talking about my Italian chickens gets the people
I know,
all
gets
riled
people
up.
All hot and bothered and riled up. See, all right, so let's look at these three games real quick. So you got tonight, you have Yarborough versus Crochet. Got to win this one tonight.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, you've got Dobbins versus Rodon. Now, the Red Sox did get a nice piece of Rodon last time they went against him, but Rodon's having a very nice season.
And karma's coming for Dobbins, yes?
Yeah, I feel like karma's coming for Dobbins tomorrow. I feel much better about tonight than I do tomorrow, which then potentially leaves the balance of the series, or the rubber match, if you will, I believe on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, and that's going to be Brian Bayo against Max Fried, and that dude has been dealing the season. Sub 2 ERA, 9-1 in the season. Going to need your best out of baby Pedro on Sunday, Dan Ball, if you want to get the dub.
He's certainly been better. You finally seen him in his last two starts get out of that rut where he simply could not get out of that fifth inning. He's surprisingly been pretty poor in afternoon games versus night games. So that's just a quiet thing in Bayo's game that there's really no explanation for it. He's just been a better pitcher at night, but you're seeing him as the rest of the starting rotation has had two pretty good turns through it, yep. Start to finally at least get to that quality start, six inning, three run kind of spot where you really need him. Cause you still need to answer that question. Who is the number two in your rotation behind Garrett Crochet? I don't think you really have that at this point.
No, you thought it might be Walker Buehler. You were hoping perhaps it could have been Tanner Houck, but of course he's been injured and also loves giving up 11 runs in 2 1/3 innings. It hasn't been Bayo yet as well, not Dobbins. I would see, that's what they need to establish. Mego, big point we made, and I know we got a trend in a second, Dan, but a big point we made earlier this week on the afternoon show was the thing that was really killing the Red Sox, it wasn't the fact they were losing one-run games. It wasn't the fact that they were striking out too much, even though these are all issues. The 7.12 first inning ERA that they were carrying, devastating. Like, if you can get out of the first inning and not give up any runs and let this offense try to come together with the youth movement injecting some electricity into it, then you have a chance to win. But if it's 2-0, 5-0, like it was last week with Buehler in the Bronx, you're screwed.
Yeah, you put yourself in a brutal hole. It's just that simple.
Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.